Hello. Violet over here, Violet Guide. Haley's my real name. So I've been thinking lately about, you know, a statement we say often and when we're trying to find a mate, and that statement is, I just want to find someone who loves me for me. We say it all the time. It's such a common thing. We just say it, but really we don't even know exactly who we are. So how are we supposed to love someone, or someone supposed to love us for who they are if we don't know who we are and we're ever evolving? And so I kind of broke down this level where I realized, you know, I have a really great guy friend that I totally have feelings for and have for a long time. I love him. And I love him, I feel like, for him, but it's something that he doesn't see yet. And also something I'm also trying to unpack, because the reason why he decided that he did not want to be with me is because he didn't think that he could give me what I needed. But the question was, he never actually asked me what I needed. And if he were to ask me that, my answer would be, I don't know what I need. I haven't figured that out yet. And so we took a pause for a while and, you know, got to spend some time with him the other day, and he's entered into a new relationship. And I was watching it kind of unfold before my eyes, you know, picking up on the body language and touches and stuff. And I was like, okay, this is a thing, you know, and I had to position my heart to be okay with that as it was unfolding, because, you know, I want to be supportive of my friend's decision. So I was just trying to be okay, Haley, this isn't about you. Lean in and see from his eyes, why is he now in a relationship, and, you know, why, you know, all that unpacking of whys come. And then normally you go into the mindset of daggers, direct defense, and people go into protection mode and just don't want to get hurt or hit and try to accept it, but really just get angry and fearful because their expectations and desires and hopes were just all shot to hell. But, you know, I didn't feel that way. That's a normal response, but I actually, it was the first time I internally felt kind of a battle, being no, I want to see this from his eyes. I don't want to see this from my eyes, because my eyes aren't his. And if I don't see through his eyes, then I'm not really going to understand his viewpoint. I have to stand in his feet, wear his shoes. And so I have been, and breaking it down, and I keep kind of circling back around to people wanting people to love them for them. And so I was wondering, what are the mirrors? Look at the people that you're dating right now and, you know, ask you what the reflection is. Why am I dating this person? What are they mirroring in me? Is it because I'm trying to be a super kind and nice person right now? So I have, you know, started spending more time with this person because they naturally carry this nice and kindness energy, and you're trying to learn from them. Or it could be the exact opposite side of the wing, where you're just fucked up and dark, and that person is meeting you on their fucked up and dark spell, you know, and that's normal. I've met some really best friends in those weird ass dark places, and that's cool. That's groovy. Lean into it if you're there, but, you know, it swings. Don't stay there forever. You got to keep moving forward and growing and just doing the orbit of life and the seasons. So, yeah. So my question and my challenge is, when you say, I want someone to love me for me. Well, why do you love you, and what do you love about you, and what do you want people to accept in you, that you just are the way you are? And I need you to do the next question, which is, why are you settling for why you are the way you are? What are your weird, comfortable holdbacks that you're just being passive aggressive to yourself? That's just who I am. Or, well, my dad was just like that, so I'm just like that. That's because you're listening to your dad's voice inside your head. Get your own voice. You know, clear the house out. Clear your body out. So, yeah. as soon as you start doing that, you know, that's when the magic kind of happens. You actually start seeing people for them and being like, you know what, you know, how can I love them for them? And you're able to see the fullness of that person and kind of see their insecurities and their celebrations of their own bodies, you know, and it's important to listen to that and see that, because we do need to meet people where they're at and love them at all the swings, because the swings are going to keep happening as we love ourselves and love people for the way they are. So learn from the assholes and learn from the angels. You know, they're usually living in both, or, you know, both sides are living in our own bodies. So don't think you're too much of an angel, because I guarantee you, you will snap an asshole when you have to. And that's okay. That's part of protection and self-control and love. So anyway, just a pondering. And let me know what you think. I would love to know your comments and stuff. Blessings to all. And love yourself for yourself, but also hold yourself accountable to pushing yourself into your fullness of your higher self. All right. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.